Penguin Random House presents Multibagger Stocks, How to Multiply Wealth in the Share Market. Written by Prasenjit Paul. Narrated by Advait Karambelkar. My personal investments that generated multifold returns. Chemcrux Enterprise, 2017 onwards, 40 times and counting. Lancer Container, 2017 to 2021, 9 times. Circa Paints, 2018 to 2021, 3 times. Gujarat Themis Biosyn, 2020 onwards, 7 times and counting. Camfin Homes, 2013 to 2018, 16 times. Kaplan Point Lab, 2014 to 2016, 13 times. Savaria Consumers, 2017 to 2018, 3 times. Ajanta Pharma, 2012 to 2015, 15 times. Atul Auto, 2013 to 2014, 3 times. Suprajit Engineering, 2014 to 2016, 3 times. My other multibagger stocks include SNL Bearings, Shri Pushkar Chemicals, Future Enterprises Limited, Bajaj Healthcare, SKP Bearings, Bombay Metric Supply Chain, Mayur Uniquarters, PI Industries, Avanti Feeds, Torrent Pharma, etc. Important points to note. 1. My investment in Chemcrux Enterprises and Lancer Container can be verified from the official BSE India website, as I held more than 1% of the company's stock. One can also visit https://www.screener.in/people/paid feature and search with my name Prasenjit Kumar Paul for a detailed, consolidated view. 2. The number of wealth destroyers in my investment career is probably higher than the number of multibaggers. I lost money on stocks like MRSS, Focus Suites, Sarveshwar Foods, Global Education, Jhandewalas Foods, Cisco Industries, Shanti Overseas, Mandhana Industries, Syntex Industries, and many more. Interestingly, despite these losers, my overall portfolio multiplied by more than 100 times in value over the last decade. Why this book? The term multibagger stock, coined by the legendary investor Peter Lynch, refers to a stock that generates multiple times returns on investment. A stock that generates 100% returns is called a two-bagger. One that generates a tenfold return on investment is called a ten-bagger, and so on. Any stock that generates manifold returns from the investment value can be called a multibagger. You might often come across media reports that say, an investment of 10,000 rupees made in Infosys in 1993 is now worth 4 crore rupees, or an investment of 1 lakh rupees made in HDFC Bank in 1995 is now worth 8 crore rupees. But before getting enthused by such statements, let's understand the three major practical problems associated with them. Problem 1. For every HDFC Bank or Infosys, there are a few hundred stocks that reduced every investment of 1 lakh rupees in them to zero over long periods. For example, back in the 1980s and 1990s, Hindustan Motors, maker of Ambassador cars, was a blue-chip stock and was part of the Nifty 50 and Sensex. In fact, Hindustan Motors was the single largest car manufacturer in India for decades. To be seen in a white Ambassador car or a yellow Ambassador taxi was once a status symbol. But if you invested in Hindustan Motors shares in the 1990s, that investment would be worth close to zero today. In recent days too, we have had well-known stocks like Educomp, Unitech, Reliance Capital, Suzlon, and Cox & Kings as examples of wealth destroyers. Apart from these famous names, there are hundreds of stocks that have crashed by 90 to 95% over any 4 to 5 year period. Thus, headlines that report 1 lakh rupees in HDFC Bank in 1995 growing to 8 crore rupees today are just one side of the coin and not the complete picture. Problem 2. Investors who bought shares in HDFC Bank or Infosys in the 1990s most likely sold out their investments in the next market crash or booked profit in the next phase of market euphoria. There were multiple instances when HDFC Bank crashed by 40 to 60%, a fall significant enough to shake investor confidence. Do you know of any investor who kept those shares over a long period of 20 or 25 years? If you do, then you can stop reading this book and learn from that person. Obviously, it shouldn't be a case of someone holding on to shares by default, having purchased a few shares in the 1990s and then having misplaced or lost the share certificates, was unable to sell them all these years. If you know of any investor who put money into a few select shares that generated more than a 1,000-fold return on their investments, then obviously that person will be the best teacher to give you a lesson on multibaggers. Problem 3. Just because HDFC Bank generated returns of 800x in the past 25 years, would you invest in the stock now, hoping for returns of another 800x over the next 25 years? If yes, then that would be a big mistake. At best, such stocks can compound your wealth at 10 to 20% annually over the long run, but surely can't repeat those extraordinary returns they once generated. Take the example of another well-known stock, ITC, which generated around 5 times the return on investment over the 7-year period between 2009 and 2015. Back in 2013-15, almost all analysts were bullish on ITC. Media reports highlighted stories of how monthly investments in ITC could create huge wealth over a 4 to 5 year period. It appeared as if things were so easy that one could literally multiply one's wealth while doing nothing. From 2014 to 2021, if you had continued your monthly investments in ITC, then you would have ended up with almost zero returns. Despite being one of the finest companies in the country, ITC underperformed for 8 long years. Even a no-brainer bank fixed deposit can double your investment in 8 to 9 years. One can argue that ITC offered generous dividends in those years. The fact is, if you kept that money in your savings bank account, you would have earned that same dividend as interest income without having had to endure the stock market volatility. If your target is to earn savings bank account-like returns from equity investment, then it is better to stay away from the stock market. When there are opportunities for earning tension-free fixed income from bank deposits while doing nothing, then why put up with the volatility and uncertainty of the stock market for modest returns? If equity investment can't earn at least double the bank fixed deposit over the long run, then it's time to reconsider your investment strategy. The point I want to convey here is that if you find media coverage on how a stock generated 10 times or 100 times returns in the past years, then most likely the same stock can't repeat the same performance in the coming years. Excessive optimism over the ITC stock and intense media coverage of it during 2012 to 2015 were among the reasons for its poor performance in subsequent years. ITC can again generate wealth for investors in the absence of excessive optimism over it. Media coverage on multibaggers with 50 to 100 times returns ensures that most likely the stock can't repeat the same performance in the coming days. So far, I hope you understand that attention-grabbing headlines like a 10,000 rupee investment in Infosys is now worth 4 crore rupees can at best motivate you, but surely can't help you to earn multi-bagger returns from the same stock. The best guide is always the person who has traveled the path. In the Indian context, veteran investors like Vijay Kedia, Ashish Kacholia, Ramdev Agarwal.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?